Pennsylvania. This is Don't Assume My Genre, and I'm Alex. Might sound weird because Joe's not here. Normally I'm not the one introducing the show, but he's got too much work to do, and we didn't come with a set list together this week, so I'm going to take over. It's basically going to be me playing a bunch of songs that I know Joe won't like, and I can get away with it. It's great, right? So while I pull up this first song, I would also like to let you know that I am going to be working on my Aquatic Ecosystems project. So in between each song, I'm going to give a little ocean fun fact to make things a little more spicy, keep people interested, I guess. But I won't do it with this first song. I'll just introduce it. This first song is Neon Gravestones by 21 Pilots off their brand new album Trench, and I know I can't play this with Joe because this is his least favorite song on the album, which I don't get because I think it's a great song. It's my favorite song on the album. But nevertheless, let's get right into it.
About you, why you got them, cause your wits are first to go while your problem solving and my problem would glorify those even more when they my opinion our culture can treat a loss like it's a win, and right before we turn on them we give them the highest of praise and hang the banner from a ceiling, communicating further, engraving an earlier grave is an optional way. No, the young graves don't try to call. I could give up and boost up my reputation. I could go out with a bang. They would know my name. They would host and post a celebration. My opinion will not be lenient. My opinion, it's real convenient. Our words are loud, but now I'm talking action. We don't get enough love, well, they get a fraction. They say, how could he go if he's got everything? I'll mourn for a kid, but won't cry for a king. The young graves don't try to call. This, if I lose to myself, you won't mourn a day, and you move on to someone else. Promise me this, if I lose to myself, you won't mourn a day, and you move on to someone else. In spirit of fairness, could we give this some room for a new point of view? And could it be true that some could be tempted to use this mistake as a form of aggression, a form of succession, a form of a weapon, thinking I'll teach them? Well, I'm refusing the lesson. It won't resonate in our minds. I'm not disrespecting what was left behind, just pleading that it does not get glorified. Maybe we swap out what it is that we hold so high. Find your grandparents or someone of age. Pay some respects for the path that they paved, to life they were dedicated. Now that should be celebrated.
That was Neon Gravestones by 21 Pilots. All right. Before I get into our next song, a little ocean fun fact. Did you know that the open ocean is the world's largest biome? It covers about 70.9% of the Earth, and it is also the most least productive biome in terms of things like nutrients and stuff. So, little fun fact for you. We'll get more of those later. All right, our next song is Golden by Hippocampus off of their brand new album, Bambi, which came out a couple weeks ago. I'm going to be seeing Hippocampus next week on Friday, which is going to be pretty awesome. But yeah, this was one of their singles off of it though, so it's not as new as their other stuff, but enjoy.
Living for the past cause the future's gone. Praying in the dark that you won't go home. I should have said it better. I should have set fire to a litter. For it by our own. Playing in the dark where we bore it all. It all makes sense in the center. All makes sense where I center.
That was Golden by Hippocampus. Alright, for our next ocean fun fact, did you know that the sperm whale is the largest it's the animal that dives the deepest. It can dive up to 2,000 meters into the ocean to fight giant squids. Yeah. Alright, anyways, our next song is going to be Stigmata by Basement. It's one of the singles off their to be released tomorrow, or I guess tonight, album Be Here Now, I think that's what it's called. But actually, it might not be. That might be the name of one of their other... Yeah, that was the name of one of their other singles. But anyway, I don't remember the name of the album. But this song is called Stigmata. Album comes out tonight. I love Basement, so I definitely recommend it. So enjoy this one. That was Stigmata by Basement. All right, our next ocean fun fact, which I don't exactly have lined up right now. All right, here's one. Did you know that at night, the deep ocean has the largest migration of any animal? It is when a bunch of zooplankton, which are little tiny, like, creatures, migrate up from the dark depths of the ocean to where the sunlight normally hits to eat a bunch of phytoplankton. Yeah, that one's real interesting. Anyways, our next song is... we're going to get into some math rock here. I don't know much math rock except for this song, really. And some American football. But this, if I can find it on Spotify, which I didn't prepare beforehand because I'm really good at this. Where is okay, I found it. It's Peggy by Orchards. So get ready for some interesting guitar licks. That was Peggy by Orchards. All right. Our next song was... Oh, I forgot to introduce my ocean fun fact. All right. This ocean fun fact is that fish that live in the deep ocean normally live in schools. And that is because they have nowhere to hide. They can't hide from predators like sharks. And I have a really cool shark fact coming up at some point. But yeah, they can't hide from sharks. So the schools provide them like extra protection. They have like more eyes and sensory organs to like find predators. And sometimes predators might think they're another big predator and avoid them completely. So yeah, that's my other ocean fun fact. Hopefully I will have enough to finish the show because there's some cool ones and we have a long time left. But all right, our next song is Believe by Roams, and this is the Paul Meany remix. That was Believe by Roams. All right, our next ocean fun fact is that flying fish can leap out of the surface of the water and glide to safety. And it's been reported that these flying fish can, I think they have been caught like flying up to like 35 miles per hour, which is crazy. Like, imagine if you saw a fish going 35 miles per hour above the water. But anyways, our next song is Quiet as a Mouse by Margo and the Nuclear So-Sos. Mm-hmm. And that was Quiet as a Mouse by Margo and the Nuclear So-Sos. All right, our next ocean fun fact is that way, way deep down in the ocean, in what they call the abyssal or the abyssal pelagic zone, which roughly translates to the abyss, absolutely no light reaches. So organisms there survive through like hydrothermal vents and stuff, which like release heat, and they like somehow survive off that, even though there's no sunlight and no photosynthesis, and it's really crazy. All right, our next song is Flower Child by Citizen. This whole album's really good, but this song holds a very special place in my heart, so enjoy.
Yeah.
That was Flower Child by Citizen. All right. Our next ocean fun fact is that it is estimated that the world's oceans and seas contain about 20 million tons of gold. That's right, gold. So if you want to make some money off gold, you should go mine in the ocean, because I don't think anybody's really done that yet. All right. Our next song is Luca by Brand New, a song that almost got my mom and I into a car crash because I played it in the car once, and the end gets a little loud without any warning, and it scared her. So, sorry about that. Anyway, here's the song.
Touch me, you don't just
And that was Luca by Brand New, and I'm very sorry if I scared anybody with that one. All right. Our next ocean fun fact is that, here we go. Humans have set foot on the moon before they've even touched the bottom of the mid-oceanic mountain ridge, which is it's the largest and longest mountain range in the world, located in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and it's 35,000 miles long. That's crazy! These facts are all crazy, to be honest. But anyways, our next song is I Want You by Elohim, which I would never, ever be able to play with Joe around because Joe hates Elohim with a passion. So I'm going to take what I can get. That was I Want To by Lohim. Anyways, our next ocean fun fact is that half of the oxygen that we breathe is produced by seaweed and phytoplankton that live in the ocean. So, oceans are important. Obviously. All right. Our next song is actually one of my favorite songs of all time, and I'm surprised I've never played it on the station before. Tried to sneak it past Joe. It is Where Is My Mind by The Pixies. So, where is my mind?
Stop.
That was Where Is My Mind by Pixies. All right, our next ocean fun fact is that there are more historic artifacts under the sea than in all of the world's museums. Around 1,000 shipwrecks lie off the Florida Keys alone. So, yeah. I mean, think of the Titanic. All of that stuff is, like, way deep underwater now. They're still, like, still recovering a bunch of stuff from it, so, like, there you go. All right, our next song is IWWITIW, which stands for It Wasn't What I Thought It Was by Polienso.
Wish me well, or wish me not. It became a part of love. It wasn't what I thought it was. Watch and sing before. Never enough to fill that cup. And when you finally drink it up, it won't be what you thought it was.
I'll be going away for a little while.
And that was IWWITIW by Polienso. All right. Our next ocean fact is that many fish are sequential hermaphrodites, which are born as females and become male later on. Clownfish are all male except for the largest ones, which become the female. So, it's a little Finding Nemo fun fact for everyone. All right, our next song, because I'm going to push it a little bit because there's nobody after me, so I'm going to play two more songs. But the next one is Mad as Rabbits by Panic at the Disco, off their album Pretty Odd, which I think is pretty good, even though Joe has some disagreements with me. But that's okay. Everyone's entitled to their opinions. And that was Mad as Rabbits by Panic at the Disco. All right, our last ocean fun fact of the day. It's about the thresher shark with a giant tail, and it uses its tail to hunt small fish by slapping them, and it stuns them, and then it eats them. So, yeah, I wanted to end on a shark fact because sharks are my favorite animals. But anyway, All right, our last song of the day is Are We Brothers by Paper Rival, a band I'm pretty sure is broken up because this is their only release, or this album is their only release from like 2008, so it's a shame, but great song, so enjoy. That was our last song of the day, by Are We Brothers by Paper Rival. So that's it for our ocean fun facts. That's it for our music. It's been a good episode. I miss Joe, who gives us some more banter, but you know what? Sometimes it's gotta happen. All right. You've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Don't Assume My Genre. I've been Alex. Stay tuned for some Robo DJ and... maybe in a little bit, somebody else will have a show. So keep on listening. Thanks for tuning in.